A question, at what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So when the Kraken started playing here, I got tickets the night before their very first preseason game at Showare. So I was getting ready to go to the game, and I was on the floor, and I went to stand up, and I tripped and fell and landed on my nose, my tooth, and my hand.
Ooh, Jesus.
Got up, and I have a history of dislocating my shoulder, so I thought, I think I dislocated it. Still going to go. Said to my daughter, okay, you drive. I grabbed an ice pack, put it on my shoulder. We drove down to the game, parked across the street, walked to the game, watched the whole game. Also watching the Oregon State, Oregon Civil War game on my phone with the lady next to me with the ice pack. By the end of the game, I realized, I don't think it's dislocated. I better go to the emergency room. So we stop at the emergency room on the way home, and they went, you what? How long ago? About 6 hours. They're like, okay. So they x-rayed it. I shattered the head of the humerus, which is the ball on the upper part of your arm, and fractured the tibia plateau, which is the wide part of your lower leg that apparently when you damage that, it's usually like 6 months of non-weight bearing.
Cool.
And I straightened my deviated septum.
Hold on, wait a minute. So that was a positive?
Yes, that was the one positive.
You fixed your nose?
I fixed my nose, yeah.
That's impressive.
So how long was your recovery after all of this?
So I had to have surgery on my shattered arm. That was a bunch of pins and a plate. That took 18 months of physical therapy. Surgery, I had to have two surgeries on my arm. And then my tibia plateau, interestingly enough, I fractured it rather than shattering it. So I had to be non-weight bearing for 6 weeks. But in that 6 weeks, we found out my mother-in-law was dying. So we had to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, God.
And so... yeah, it was a whole time. So that was actually not bad. That was like 2 months. But the arm, 18 months.
What did you trip over?
Nothing.
You
face planted for no reason.
I face planted. Yeah, we have concrete floors covered with hardwoods. And I was from like a kneeling position, not even standing straight up. So I don't know why, but I shattered my arm and my leg and still went to the game. And then... at the hospital, they're like, do you realize 11 years ago today you were here because I shattered the other arm in a car accident?
Jesus, man.
On the exact same day.
What's the date?
October 2nd.
Oh, it's coming up. What you got planned this year? What big medical emergency?
Stay on the couch.
And funny enough, it was a Saturday both days. I'm hoping,
Even if she stays on the couch, that a bunch of the ceiling collapses in, like clips you on the side of the head or something.
But October 2nd's a Thursday, so she should be okay.
Should be.
Hopefully I got a couple more years, and let's hope not everything else.
Do you know the next time the October 2nd falls on a Saturday? Because apparently all the stars must align for you to damage yourself.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I think wrapping bubble wrap or something on that day. So years away.
Yeah, I would suggest that. I would suggest, do you have dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, get them out of the house that day. Just any risk factor. Yeah, just get it out of the house.
She's got till 2027.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You got two good years in you before it goes back down again. I'm just saying, I'm not superstitious, but if that keeps happening, I go, look, man, October 2nd is just not my day. Right? I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be anywhere. Do not take me out of the house. I don't care that it's a Saturday. Just no. No.
At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Long time listener, first time caller. I love the program, and I love this topic.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I love injuries.
A lot of the stories kind of remind us of other things that we've done.
Of course.
Been there, done that. I've never put a crossbow bolt through my own skull, but
okay.
The day ain't over yet. Maybe later. My injury took place during March Madness of last year. It was a Saturday as well, and I was watching Gonzaga play. And, I had a beer, three, or, something like that. My fiance and I live on a boat, so I was watching the games here. And when she got home, she reminded me, we were supposed to fill up the water tank today. Our water supply is dry. So what we have to do to fill up the water tank is run the hose from the dock to the front end of the boat. So we have to walk along the side of the boat, drag the hose up there, put it into a downspout, and then fill up the tank that way. Any other day probably would have been okay, but my center of gravity was not there. And I'm trying to walk along the side of the boat, which is about 12 inches in width, and just somehow, some way, in mid-step, as my right leg is going to traverse in front of my left, something hit that hose, and it caught. And it was like I got clotheslined by a linebacker. I snapped back, lost my balance, and I toppled over the side of the boat.
Ooh, in March?
This was in March, yeah.
Sounder Lake.
This is the lake.
Thank lake God. Union. Jesus. Yeah, well, that saved you about 10 degrees.
Well, it was probably a good thing that the water was cold. I didn't hit it first. I missed the water, and I hit the dock. So as I got pulled over, I'm off balance, and I landed straight on my shoulder blade. And I felt, heard, smelled it pop, you know. And then I bounced into the water.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So
there we go. Premature on the sound effect.
Well, you finally got the water you were looking for.
The question is, when did you realize you needed medical attention? And my answer right then was as soon as I can get out of this damn lake. I broke my right shoulder, full dislocation of the humerus bone. It popped out of the rotator cuff, stretched out the tendon, and I'm doing half a doggy paddle because I couldn't get my right arm to move at all.
I was going to say, how did you get out of the water?
Well, my fiance, bless her heart, was trying so hard to help me out. She grabbed a life preserver, and she threw it at me, expecting me to catch it. My face caught it. She got me right between the eyes with the life preserver. And I just kind of shoved that over to the side. Then I tried to find a way to get myself out of the water with one arm. In our immediate vicinity of our slip, there's no ladder to get out. But we have a neighbor who had a boat with a low swim deck. And so I was able to scooch my way on over to that in the water and was able to kind of thrust my way out of the water, grab hold of the ladder that's on their swim deck, and with one hand try to pull myself out of the water. So I get up and, you know, she meets me on the other side of this boat. And right about then is when shock started coming in. It was cold.
It
had the effects of alcohol, which probably didn't help.
No, they didn't.
The shock of the pain, it all kicked in.
And what was all the damage? Well, you said all the damages. What's your recovery time in all of this?
Yeah, okay. It took from March until May to actually get into the surgeon to get the tendons.
What do you do in the meantime? If you need surgery, and I know you're not internally bleeding, but I'm saying you need surgery based on what happened. Like, what do you do for the 2 months in between?
Okay. That same day, we ran to urgent care, and they couldn't help. They weren't going to touch it. So they sent me to UW Medical Center. And about 6 hours after plummeting off the boat, hitting the dock, and walking around with one arm 4 inches longer than the other one, they got me into a surgeon. They had to put me under to reduce or put the arm back into its socket.
Yeah.
So they fixed the dislocation. It took another 6 weeks after that to actually get in to do the surgery for the tendons and all that kind of stuff.
I got you.
Yeah. Out of work for about 3 months after that. And I guess I've been doing physical therapy now for about a year.
And how much longer do you think you have on that?
You know, I'd say I'm probably doing pretty well. We're trying to rebuild strength because you have all that atrophy where you just can't do anything. You kind of scratch your ass with your left hand. I'm back to a point. I've been working for a while, and I'm starting to work out again, trying to rebuild some of the strength that I had beforehand. So it's been a good year-long process. A light at the end of the tunnel, though.
Was this past March?
March of 24.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So did Gonzaga win or lose that game?
Dude, I would think that they won because it seems like they did pretty well in that tournament.
Okay.
But,
that's the kids that went to Oklahoma City, right? That's the year the tall, lanky kid from Oklahoma City.
I think so, yeah. And what?
Yeah, that's the guy.
If you live on a houseboat, what are the advantages and disadvantages of living on a houseboat? So, like, what's the best part to you, and what's the part that annoys the living piss out of you?
The best part of it, I would say it's a secured marina, so, you know, we don't have a whole bunch driving by. We don't have to deal with that. We live on the water. Beautiful to, you know, have a back deck or something like that, and we've made it home. You have to be ready for some space limitations. I got to tell you, while I was in that cast and my arm was immobilized for I was going stir crazy. You couldn't imagine a bigger case of cabin fever in a smaller cabin. It was tricky.
Well, the toilet's small. Mm-hmm. You know, the shower's small. The area you have to move around in. And now you have one less arm to do it.
Right.
I thought
biggest challenge since you mentioned it was trying to keep balance. The lake rocks, the boat rocks.
Yeah.
And when one arm is pinned against your side, I felt like I was on a high wire a lot.
Yeah, I can believe it.
You go from one room to the other, yeah.
Are you on like a sailboat or like a houseboat?
It's a houseboat. It's a 40-foot yacht on Lake Union. So,
yeah. I'm sure I've seen it many a time.
I was just saying, I had some friends that lived on a sailboat over in, like by Golden Gardens.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's Shilshol Marina or whatever.
How big is your boat, roughly?
I can't remember. I mean, it was a nice sailboat, right? It had like the bedroom in the back and then one little one up front and everything. It was cool. But if you had more than three or four people, it was
real
tight,
crowded real
tight.
Quick. Yeah.
Correct. And then one night we were out there watching a thunderstorm, which is pretty rare for this area.
Yeah.
But you just realize you're sitting
with a giant lightning
with a big
rod.
Metal pole.
Right. You're just sitting on the stern. And then my buddy was like, you might want to get off that. Like, come inside. I was like, yeah, you're not wrong.